JD's Heroes.
Time for another JD's Heroes, where we reward those amazing people in our life. Whether they just don't get enough thanks for the stuff they do, or they're going through a really bad time and they just need something to put a smile on their face. Now, today's nomination comes from 13-year-old Lauren in Exel. Lauren, what school would you normally be going to?
Nicholas Chamberlain.
And you're done and dusted for the summer. How's your summer holiday so far?
Okay, yeah, but I'm already burnt.
You're burnt already? Yeah, we've had some decent sunshine to start off the school holidays.
Aww.
And what's your plan for the next few weeks?
Chill.
Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much.
No holiday, just the fact that you've got off school, you just want to chill.
Yeah.
That's fair enough, Lauren. Now, you're nominating somebody to be a JD hero who's very, very close and special to you. You're nominating your dad, Andy, aren't you?
Yeah.
What makes your dad special?
2 years ago, my mum died, and I didn't think I could, like, really cope with it. And my dad was there for me 24/7 if I needed him. Mm. And he always puts everyone in front of him, and he don't get enough credit for what he actually does for people.
So take me back 2 years ago. You would have been how old?
11.
What happened with mum?
Well, my mum got diagnosed with lung cancer, and it was kind of a shock to the whole family.
Right.
But dad took it really well, explained everything to me and my two brothers, like what was happening, and prepared us for when mum died.
And how old are your brothers?
One's 18 and one's 17.
And how are they?
They're okay. It was really sad and upsetting, but we coped.
Was it a long build-up to your mum passing away, or was it quite sudden?
7 weeks, I think, from
finding out?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, this must have been so tough for you and your brothers. And is it Daniel as well, who's had a few problems too?
Yeah, Daniel's epileptic, so we've had problems with him having fits and that. Dad gets a phone call to say Daniel's at the fit. He drops what he's doing and goes straight to where Daniel's been took.
So you had both of those situations going on at the same time?
Yeah.
How did it affect the family as a whole, Lauren?
Well, it kind of stepped down a bit because we thought, yeah, we're doing great, and then we had both of them hit us.
And what about you? How did you get through it?
I had a couple of problems at school and that, falling out with people, being argumentative, but I got through it in the end.
Oh, do you know what? You sound like a really lovely girl.
It sounds like you deserve to be a JD hero. And do you know what? It's lovely that you've nominated your dad. Does he have a clue about this?
No.
What made you go online and nominate your dad? What was the one thing that thought, yeah, I'm going to do that for him?
Because you don't get enough credit for what he actually does.
Mm.
At home, he does everything for everyone, and people don't realise it.
Because now I guess he's a single dad, isn't he?
Yeah.
Looking after the three of you.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend.
Oh, right, okay,
cool. That's good. That's nice.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll play a song, and then we'll ring your dad. Where is he at the moment?
At work.
All right, so we're going to surprise him at work.
Yeah.
And then I've got a little surprise for him that I hope he'll like. All right, Lauren.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, darling.
You're amazing. I love you a lot. You're the best dad anyone could wish for, and you mean the world to me.
Oh, it's lovely, darling. Been nice about that, off you. Everything okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, I love you too.
I love you more.
Oh, about that.
Is that Handy Andy?
Yeah.
All right, Handy Andy, I've got a toilet seat that needs fixing. Can you help?
Yeah.
Hey, it's JD off the JD show on Free Radio, Andy.
Hi, JD.
All right, mate. Now, the reason your daughter called you and is gushing over the phone for you is because she's nominated you to be a JD hero.
I don't know what to say.
Lauren emailed us to tell us all about her amazing dad, who's had a rough couple of years with losing your wife to lung cancer and stuff and having to deal with Daniel with epilepsy. How is it for you, Andy? Because, you know, Lauren just makes out that you just take it all in your stride and get on with it.
Well, we do. We're all a close family, so all the kids are great. She's got two older brothers. They help out. Great grandparents and great friends.
She's actually sat in front of a computer and emailed in, writing us a letter about how wonderful you are and seeing if there's anything we could do to reward you, because she just thinks you're amazing and that you never get told.
I didn't expect anything like this off my darling, Lauren.
I mean, going back 2 years, Andy, just talk us through that time when you lost your wife. I mean, Lauren was saying it kind of just happened all in the space of 7 weeks.
Yeah, pretty much. She was diagnosed, and it was actually 5 weeks.
Wow.
Diagnosed with lung cancer, and she was really brave. She set the world in motion and made it easy for us all to carry on with life.
Yeah. And you were there for the kids, by the sounds of it, all the way through.
Yeah, pretty much. Told them the truth.
Yeah.
Never kept anything from them.
Well, because you're amazing, Andy, and because your daughter has nominated you, we've got a little surprise for you.
Okay.
Now, we've sorted a night out at Brandon Stadium at the dog racing, VIP style, by the way, Andy. You will get a 3-course meal. There'll also be a race, an actual dog race, named as the Andy Spencer Dog Race.
Oh, blimey.
In your honour,